Now, as the old saying goes, you haven't truly experienced Shakespeare until you've experienced it as it was originally performed, outdoors by tightly choreographed Vermont sheep and herding dogs. Doggy Hamlet has its world premiere on Dartmouth Green today, and VPR's Rebecca Sinanis went to a recent rehearsal to find out more.
There will be more blood!
Doggy Hamlet is loosely based on the book The Story of Edgar Sawtelle, a New York Times bestseller that transposes the plot of Hamlet to rural Wisconsin. Loose is the overwhelming feeling of this performance arts piece. Four dancers move around a large open field, donning sheepskins draped over their shoulders. A flock of freshly sheared sheep and obedient border collies zip around them. Ann Carlson is the choreographer. She has been conceiving the piece since she read the book The Story of Edgar Sawtelle about 4 years ago. Now, Carlson furiously scribbles notes, sitting in a pickup truck bed as she watches a rehearsal of the performance.
Good, 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 good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're attempting to scatter. Beautiful, beautiful. Get him away from that edge. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, don't.
Carlson is known for using non-performers to actualize her work. Dancers have been fly fishermen, nuns, corporate executives, janitors. Now, Doggy Hamlet is interpretive and earthy. It combines sign language, choreographed dance, and improvisation.
I really enjoy the everyday gesture, the movement of the everyday in the body, in the bodies of the animals. And that's, I think, what propels me to work with a lot of different types of performers and a lot of different types of people.
But the stars of the show are the local flock of sheep from Stratford, Vermont. They're not performers by training, and yet some of the most exhilarating moments are when the sheep take 3-foot leaps off the ground like trained ballerinas.
And they're real sheep, but they're also symbols. And the performers obviously are real human beings, and they are symbols of ourselves.
Just looking just now, like how graceful the sheep are. And you might never think of sheep as graceful.
So you don't think of them as jumpers. If you noticed, they jumped because for them, there was an invisible pressure, a line between these performers and the pelts that were on the ground. And so they had to jump over that spatial pressure. So because they feel the pressure of us standing up high here, they feel pressure in their bodies. That's why the dog moves them so quickly. The performers put pressure on them. The audience will put pressure on them. I don't know how that feels, but that's a lot what we're seeing too.
This wild, choreographed, somewhat unpredictable show premieres on the Dartmouth Green this evening. After that, it will be performed in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Philadelphia, and L.A. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.
Again, Doggy Hamlet premieres on the Dartmouth Green today at 4:30 and 7 p.m., and that is rain or shine unless there's lightning.